Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 78th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who is attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. Welcome, Montadar. Montadar Saleh is the ambassador of Sweden. Welcome to Fred. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Montadar, what does this opportunity mean to you? I mean, how would you describe your experience as a judge in Venice?
Great question. It means almost everything to me. Being here is a form of recognition to myself that this word isn't that far away from what I was dreaming of when I was smaller or just a year ago. If you told me a year ago that I would be here, I would not have believed you. So being at the oldest film festival in the world and seeing all these amazing films and watching them together with people who love films and discussing them, that's something I do all the time with my friends. But to get to do it on this level with everyone here who's so incredibly smart, it's an honor. I can't even put words to it.
And speaking of films, what's the film that made you fall in love with cinema and why?
Oh, that's a great question as well. I remember watching the Studio Ghibli film, Howl's Moving Castle, when I was very small. It's my first memory of a film. And I remember as well going home and dreaming about the film. So that was probably the first time a film followed me after the cinema. It made me think about life and everything in between. So very early with a beautifully animated film.
And what's your background? I mean, you know, work experiences or studies related to cinema?
I am actually very... I've studied one course in film, and it's a film music course. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I've always been involved in the film world somehow. And right now I am working at a media house in Stockholm where we're making short film documentaries.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, about people who have different dreams. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing right now. And hopefully in the next year, I'll apply to the Swedish Royal Art School in either film photography or a directing program.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Sweden, the film theater you are representing here in Venice is in Stockholm, in Zita. Zita Theater, I guess. And there are any film festivals related to this film theater, or more generally, what are the main film festivals in your country? Have you ever attended any?
Yes, all the time. I volunteer work at a small neighborhood independent cinema in Stockholm, and it was incredible. I worked there for free, you could say, but it was not work because, you know, after working a little bit, we get to watch these incredible movies and incredible films. And Zita is one of the beautiful independent cinemas in Stockholm, which I'm very lucky that I live in the capital of Sweden, because I'm not sure how the rest of Sweden is, but in Stockholm we have at least a couple of independent cinemas who run in a very strong way, and they showcase these incredible films that you might not get to see in the mainstream film theaters in Stockholm and Sweden in general. So they're very good at selecting beautiful films to the public.
So moving from Stockholm to Venice, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities are you looking forward to the most, and why?
But you
can also talk about past workshops if you prefer. I mean,
of course, yeah, we're almost more than half through the experience, and we've done some incredible work so far. I've been a big fan of the workshop we have about subtitling and accessibility. Language is something that's so interesting to me, and when you're here in this festival that historically has brought films from maybe from all parts of the world,
all over the world,
from the East, and introduced them to the West. So language is very interesting to me.
Through translation.
Yeah, so learning how that works and talking with people who teach subtitling at universities and being part of that workshop has been super interesting. But of course, every masterclass we've had, every single event, every jury meeting has been so interesting.
Perfect. Thank you, Montadar.
Thank you so much
for sharing your experience as the ambassador of Sweden for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.